Praise God. Thank you, women's choir. Thank you, praise choir. We have done our part in celebrating National Choir Day. And thank you, GCG, Warriors of Praise. What's y'all's official's name when y'all combine? Warriors of God's Chosen. No, it's not. Not trying to confuse me up here. Well, anyways, you young people did an outstanding job. We'll let it go at that. Hallelujah. Well, you guys missed the best sermon that I preached in 2012. So this will either be the second best sermon I preached in 2012, or it'll outdo the first one. I have no idea. Okay, I'm wearing this microphone. Can you all hear me okay? Usually when I do this, it's a little bit harder for me to hear where I am. Let's pray. Lord, as we look at your word, speak to our hearts, challenge us to move from where we are to where it is you would have us be in you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, title of today's message is, Can I Trust God with My Money? We usually start the new year off with a stewardship series, a stewardship of our time, a stewardship of our money, a stewardship of our abilities and what God is doing with us. Now, last week, Pastor Kelly preached an outstanding message on, Can I Trust God with My Disappointments? Today I'm going to do, Can I Trust God with My Money? I guess I'm the money preacher. And next week, Pastor Toby is going to conclude the series with, Can I Trust God with My Future? Now, when it comes to trust, and what we mean by trust is based upon the nature or the character of what it is we put our trust in. For instance, if I brought a stool up here and when I sat it down and I told you to come up here and sit on it, if I moved the stool and you noticed that all of the legs were kind of wobbly, some of you are going to be a little bit suspect. You are not going to say, I'm just going to have trust in that chair that I'm going to stand, so that you're trying to get this trust from deep inside of you, so that you come up here and you sit on the stool, because if you do, I guarantee you, Eula is going to bust out laughing. The rest of you will too, but Eula's going to be the first one, because even though you may have had trust, your trust was not put in something worthy. And God says, when God says, trust in me, God is saying, examine me. Check me out. See if I am worthy of your trust. See if I am faithful. See if I am a liar. Because many of us, even though we are Christians, we believe that God is a liar. I didn't get any amens on that, but we do. We do not believe God can be trusted, and we'll see that a little bit later on. Okay, I need for you to engage with me for a moment. Now, suppose I gave you $1 million. Some of y'all started smiling. Suppose I gave you $1 million, but you know if I gave it, it comes with stipulations. And I give you $1 million, but you have to put it in a bank account in somebody else's name. You can only take out $10,000 a month, and all you have to do is ask them, and they give it to you. But because the account is in somebody else's name, they can go take into some of your money anytime they get ready. Now, who are you going to trust to have their name on that account? Okay, now most of you immediately thought of who you weren't going to put their name on that account. You definitely know who you're not going to put on there. you may not be so quite sure who you are going to put on there. In making your decision, you are probably thinking about